There's quite a hullabaloo brewing about the one nation, one language issue. Oh, and by the way, hullabaloo is a Scottish word. Clearly, there's a lot of angst, that's a German word, about having English as our official language. I chalk it all up to a large dose of xenophobia, that's a Greek word, which flies in the face of everything that this country is about. Over the years, our daily lingo, that's a Portuguese word, has been infiltrated by words from other languages with each stampede, that's a Spanish word, of immigrants. And from my vantage point, that's just fine. Apparently, I'm not unique in my propensity to use foreign words in my everyday language. You can't pick up a newspaper or a magazine without seeing words like karma, zeitgeist, kiritsu, or cartel. Just as an example, recently on the front page of the Charlotte Observer, I observed fiancé, bizarre, Islam, minority, majority, and interview. And really, can you imagine living without Sudoku, tortillas, or Pilates? Suppose Congress succeeded in putting an embargo on foreign words. What do you think would happen? No one would ever get a job because the word interview would become taboo. There'd be no kindergarten for our five-year-olds, and the sky would be that big Carolina blue mass above us. The Hoover Dam would be that Hoover big water-regulating thing, and the counseling industry would have no phobias with which to help their clients. In addition, we'd have no pizzas, pianos, or balconies, no tomatoes, coyotes, or chocolate, no glasnost, borscht, or babushkas, no bungalows, verandas, or chakras, no spiels, shticks, or tchotchkes. I wonder if these political minions, who are trying to make English our fait accompli, tuned into the National Spelling Bee like millions of us did. If they had, they would have been caught up in the emotion of these young and simpatico intelligentsia and their incredible command of words from a variety of languages. As a matter of fact, I conducted a very unscientific analysis of 44 of the eclectic words in the final rounds. Roughly 20% had vague origin, 10% had Latin or English etymological roots, and the rest, almost 70%, represented 10 other languages, including Arabic, German, French, Italian, and Turkish. There was also one onomatopoeia. If the abilities of these young spellers are an indication of what we hold dear, then it is incumbent upon us not to give our legislators carte blanche when it comes to our language. Really, could we live without joie de vivre? Oh, and just in case you were keeping track, of the 263 words I just used, 51 of them, or roughly 20%, were liberally borrowed from French, Scottish, German, Greek, Portuguese, Spanish, Japanese, Italian, Urdu, Arabic, Tongan, Dutch, Nahuatl, Russian, Hindi, and Yiddish. Do you know which is which?